Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro, and my co-host Jean Paul is not here. She's on vacation. Lucky her. Okay, well, our guests today are Ryan Buin, who is here from Valdez. He represents the Last Frontier Theater Conference, the annual theater conference that happens here, and it's a very exciting time, and it's a great event. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you for having me.
And we have a couple actors here down from Valley Performing Arts in Wasilla. They are in the play The Secret Garden that opens tonight. Alora Zulliger and Tyler Smith. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, let's just start with you, Tyler. Tell us about The Secret Garden. What is this play about?
Well, The Secret Garden is about a girl that's from India, and she comes to this place called Yorkshire, and she doesn't really know what she can do here. She's kind of the newbie, and she finds this garden, and it's just a story of how she has this big friendships with a lot of people, and she gets like a big family with this garden.
Okay, so it's kind of like she comes out of nowhere, and then she has this journey of discovery, and then that's a great opportunity to have a character that changes and goes through all kinds of things and comes out the other side. And you, Alora, play Mary?
No, I don't. I play Martha Appleby, Dickens' sister.
Sister.
And Mary's servant.
Mary Lennox
Mary
is
Lennox,
the girl.
Played by Casey Shaw.
Uh-huh. And your character, so you're a servant.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually Mrs. Medlock's servant. She's the ruler, not the ruler of the house, but she's in charge of everything. And I help Casey become a happier person. So does Tyler, who plays Dickens.
And this is a very famous book. It was adapted to a play. I mean, I've never seen it. I remember seeing it, I think, when I was little. It was a movie version. And I remember the name Mary Lennox. And it just was kind of, oh, is it spooky? Is it haunted? I mean, it kind of scared me. I just, there was something, it was moody. You know, so I think I watched F Troop instead, or Mikhail's Navy. Anyway, is it a scary play?
Not really.
Then why does it seem scary?
It's because you kind of get the grasp of the character, and you get kind of put in her shoes, almost. And she's in this new place where she's never been, almost.
And she's come from India, where her family and friends have died recently from a serious disease. And so she's very depressed at the beginning of the play.
Okay, all right. And Tyler, your character is are you like a servant also? Are you like the groundskeeper or something?
No, I am Martha's sister.
Brother.
Brother. Yeah, brother. Martha kind of introduces me and says that I'm this kind, friendly person that just helps her, and she wants these garden tools, and I go and pick them up for her, and I meet her, and we just become really good friends in the play.
Okay, good. So, and then it's like a coming of age story or something. Would you characterize it as that?
Maybe a little bit. Yeah, a little.
And unexpected things happen in the course of a play. Well, I'd like to see this play because it's such a part of the canon of American literature. Is it American or it sounds English to me?
It is British.
Okay. Do you have English accents in it?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah, you do? How did you research them? Did you watch, you know, television? And
our assistant director, he's very good with accents, and he really coached us all to.
Wow, that must be fun. That must be fun. And Ryan Buin, you came in, thank you, from Valdez to tell us about the Last Frontier Theater Conference. Tell us all about that, will you please?
Well, it is going on this year from May 16th to the 22nd. What we end up doing is we bring in playwrights from all around the country and here in Alaska, and we sort of get together. We have readings of their plays, and we bring in a featured artist panel of different teachers and playwrights from around the nation, and they come in and they so we do a reading of the play with all the actors that come from, you know.
This is the play lab you're talking about.
This is the play lab I'm talking about,
you submit a play, and if you're lucky, it gets chosen. Then you get to see your play performed in a staged reading, and then you get the critique afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We bring in, we've got tons of great people coming this year.
Like who?
Our big one who's returning, who hasn't been here for a long time, Gary Garrison is going to come back this year.
Oh, yeah, he's a real cheerleader.
And Gary
high
Garrison.
Energy guy.
Yeah, and he's actually now the executive director of the Dramatists Guild, which a lot of people don't realize. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, right. Well, he's always trying to get people to join, and it's a good thing. It's a good organization.
It's a great organization for playwrights to be a part of.
Yeah, yeah. In just full disclosure, I've been to this conference many, many times, and I really recommend it. It's a lot of fun. It's one of the highlights between this and the permanent fund dividend check. That's why I'm here.
And you have a play getting read this year.
I do. This is true. Yes, I'm looking forward to that. I don't know who's going to read it or anything like that, but it'll be an experience. So nice to just sit there in the audience and hear your words get done, and then they rip you to shreds and tell you you have no business writing. No, only kidding. But anyway, so who else is coming? Gary Garrison.
So we got Gary Garrison coming this year. Aisha Stratford is coming back this year. She's been gone for a while. Anchorage audience may be familiar with Aisha. Her production of Somewhere in Between was done at UAA a few years back.
Yes, yeah.
Directed by David Edgecombe.
Mm-hmm.
We're bringing back Kim Estes and Darcy Halsey this year, and this is actually a whole new program we've never done before that they're going to be in charge of this year. What we have now is we've got them being part of this instruction team for a new program we're collaborating on with the Anchorage Opera to provide acting training for their chorus members. Also teaching are Nancy Caudill and Juliana Osinchuk.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But this is going on through the whole week, Monday through Friday, about 3:30 over at the college. And so we've set up a different acting class every day that focuses on acting for singers. And so it's going to be taught by all these different teachers. We're real excited about that new program.
Well, that's great. And for those of you who are just joining us, you're listening to Stage Talk on KSKA. Our guests are Ryan Buwin of the Last Frontier Theater Conference, Alora Zulliger, and Tyler Smith from Valley Performing Arts talking about The Secret Garden. A good thing about this is because we have, like, on one hand, we have the community theater here of Wasilla, which is like a training ground and it's a place to break into stage work. And then we have the theater conference, which is opens outside the state, and people come from in here, and it's another training ground, like you were just talking about, you know, the things. Are you guys going to go to the conference?
We won't be able to because of the play you're in.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, it's too bad.
Maybe next year.
Yeah. Well, definitely, it's a great thing to do. And you know, you sign up and you can be a reader. And that's what happens. And you get little by little, and you learn as you go. I mean, I used to be a terrible reader. Now I'm just awful. But, you know, I mean, I've been doing it for many years, and I learn a little bit every time. If I could come away from the conference with one or two things I learn, you know, I feel like I'm lucky. I'm very slow. So it's taking a while. So what else is happening there, Ryan, in Valdez?
So we've got the Play Labs, we've got the new Acting for Singers program, a couple other programs that we have going on that are that were really popular the past couple of years. We're bringing back the 10-Minute Play Slam. The 10-Minute Play Slam is where we have writers, prior to the conference, submit 10-Minute Plays. We select 10 to 11 of them. They get then rehearsed during the theater conference and put up on a showcase on Saturday. And so that's a really fun, exciting thing. This year, actually, at the Prince William Sound Community College Drama Department, we produced a bunch of plays that came out of the 10-Minute Play Slam in the past couple of years. So that was a really cool thing that came out of that program. Laura Gardner and Frank Collison once again are putting on their monologue workshop, which was a big hit last year.
Yeah, that was the first year they did it, yeah.
First year they did it, yep.
They're working actors. You see them in movies. You see them on TV all the time.
Yeah, Frank and Laura have been in tons of stuff.
Yeah. And it's great. This is a great experience to have, you know, if you want to kind of be on stage with people who are really in the business. And they'll tell you everything that as nice as can be, and they share So Tyler, do you have any plans on continuing with your acting career? Like, do you want to be on TV or in the movies or something eventually?
Really, right now, this is just a hobby for me. I love it, and I will continue to do it as much as I can, but I really don't plan to go on to movies and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And Laura, what about you?
Same thing. I really enjoy doing it this way. I wouldn't want to have it any other way.
Yeah. Well, you've done quite a few plays, haven't you?
Yeah,
so
this
far?
Is my sixth at VPA.
Wow. So you started when you were just little, like very young.
Yeah.
And this is and how did you find out about this, Tyler, this play here?
I started doing plays. First one was Anne of Green Gables, and I just kind of took off, and I kept on doing over, and I never got off the Valley Performing Art websites, and I just kept on looking at open auditions, and whenever I could audition, I just went for it.
Wow, that's very brave. That's great. So if anybody like in your community or outside of your community wanted to audition, they could come in, or they could help if they don't want to act. They could build sets and do costumes and run the lights. That's what's so great about community theater. This is where all the actors come from, pretty much, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Ryan? You started with community theater?
I'm from Valdez, so yeah, we don't exactly have a burgeoning giant theater there.
But you got the conference.
Oh, we got the conference, but the conference I didn't get involved in until I was about 16 or 17.
Oh, you're a late bloomer. Yeah, yeah.
I started in Valdez.
He's an old man already.
We were lucky enough to have a TVA theater started coming down when I was about 10 years old and just putting on a little summer academy while I was there. And mm-hmm. so I actually grew up doing that stuff from the time I was about 10. So I grew up doing theater in the town of Valdez, but yeah, all we had was high school drama for a long time. Dawson actually has started a community theater program.
Dawson Moore. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Through Prince William Sound Community College. We were actually, for the first time, going to put up a show this year to open the theater conference, which is one of our Prince William Sound shows that I'm actually in.
Oh, what show is that?
It's called Somewhere in Between by Craig Pospisil, who is one of our featured artists.
That's the same title
as
Asia's the one
play.
By Asia's.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It's kind of, well, you can't really copyright a title. There's a lot of things with the same title.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, so now Craig is who else as far as playwrights are going to be there?
So we've got Craig Pospisil coming. He is a playwright out of New York City. Brian Willis and Guillermo Reyes are joining us again this year after an absence for a little while. We have Arlene Hutton. She did Last Train to Nibrock, which is a very, very big play that happened. Part of her trilogy. Mm-hmm. Kia Corthrin is coming back this year.
She's wonderful.
We love Kia. Yeah, Kia's great. Timothy Daly is returning. People are familiar with him from A Man in the Attic.
He's a good friend of mine.
Tim Daly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, in Australia. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's actually putting on a really cool workshop about how to export your plays and such this year. It's a two-parter.
Mm-hmm. And that's great because his perspective is so different from what we get from Americans.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally different. His stuff plays in Europe a lot, in France. You know, they love him in Eastern Europe.
Oh, and he does these sometimes giant mass spectacle shows, too. I think he was talking about some
the
play
beach,
how he...
The Beach.
The Beach, where he broke the record for how
many
cast
members. Yeah, like 240 members. Characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the biggest character list of any play ever. Yeah. Well, anyway, and it's history of Australia. Anyway, well, thank you so much for coming down, taking the time. Ryan Buen from Valdez, the Last Frontier Theater Conference. Thank you, Laura Zelliger and Tyler Smith from Wasilla, from Valley Performing Arts. Upcoming production opens tonight of The Secret Garden. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
Break a leg. And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. The Alaska Fine Arts Academy presents Honk, a witty new musical about being different and liking it. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m., and there's a Saturday matinee at 2 p.m. And this show runs through May the 15th at the Alaska Fine Arts Academy. For tickets and more information, go to akfinearts.org. Alaska Theater of Youth presents its final shows of its 26th season with Hamlet and Winnie the Pooh. And this show is tonight at the Sydney Lawrence Theater. And they're running in repertory Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. with a 2 p.m. Saturday matinee. For tickets and information, go to 263Arts or go to centertix.net. Anchorage Community Theater presents The Underpants, an adaptation of a play by Steve Martin. Actually, it's an adaptation of a play. The play is being adapted by Steve Martin. I don't know who wrote it. And this show opens tonight, and it runs Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3 through May the 23rd at the ACT Black Box Theater. For tickets and information, call 868-4913 or go to ACT's website, www.actalaska.org. The Last Frontier Theater Conference is happening May 16th through the 22nd in Valdez. And this event is a yearly conference, and I recommend it. For information, contact Dawson Moore at 834-1614, 834-1614, or go to their website, www.pwscc.edu. And finally, Valley Performing Arts presents The Secret Garden, which opens tonight at the Makatans Theater in Wasilla. This show runs Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 2, and it goes through May the 23rd. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go online to www.valleyperformingarts.org. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.